Welcome to All Learning Reimagined, the podcast that defines convention and redefines the purpose and practice of education. Here we venture beyond institutional boundaries to explore visionary ideas, transformative narratives, and pioneering voices shaping a future rooted in self-directed, heart-led learning. Whether you're a parent, educator, or curious mind devoted to lifelong growth, this is your space to challenge assumptions and co-create a more humane and intuitive approach to education. We believe that learning is a natural act. Together, we'll uncover stories, cultivate wisdom, and engage with practices that empower learning as an organic, soulful journey. Let's reimagine what education can be.
G'day, and welcome to All Learning Reimagined, and I'm your host, Teresa, bringing you a little ray of sunshine, as together we're reimagining the future of education, one inspired story at a time. And have I got a guest for you today? We are going to flip the script today because we're looking at what the youth value. That's our young people. And our guest today is 16 years old, and she's from Queensland. And she's definitely awake to all the ways of the world and really has the courage to forge her own path, which is why I've asked her to come along today, because she's so inspiring. She publishes poetry in the national newspaper. She's not in mainstream school anymore, so we'll find out what she's doing on her journey. She's also part of an international Learning for Life team, so she coordinates and collaborates internationally in that space, and she has founded and coordinates an international youth group for under 21s where like-minded people can connect. So amazing. So our guest today is Michaela. Welcome, Michaela.
Hi. it's great to be here.
So my first question, well, let's start with the youth group because that's the last thing that I mentioned. So what is this youth group and why would young people want to get involved?
So the youth group is a group that I've put together on Telegram with, like, for TASA, which stands for, like, Terra Australis States Assembly. Mm-hmm. And so it's for young people who are under the age of 21, who are able to get together and talk about things that interest them, talk about the world and what's going on there, and really just anything. And, you know, young people want to get involved because there are so many out there who have a voice but don't know how to use it and do feel isolated because all their friends and family possibly may just not understand and not want to know. So at least in this youth group, we can all get together, we can all feel empowered, and we can all talk to each other without feeling like we're going to be judged.
I love that. And is that the reason why it's under 21 years of age, so there's no adults in there?
Sort of. It's under 21 because mainly for the safety of people in the youth group. We have people from all the way up to 20 down mm-hmm. to possibly 12, 13. So people of all ages have come on here, and you don't want an adult on there trying to, in a way, almost put someone down if they do that or say something that isn't appropriate. And like, you don't want them to private message them about random things. But however, if there is an adult on there who's doing it for their youth, because they don't have it, then that they are more than welcome.
You mean like a parent that's got Telegram because the child doesn't have Telegram in that space?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I know that it's pretty popular. There's a lot of people out there that are really excited about this. And recently you've opened it up beyond Australis, and have made it an international youth group. So that's pretty exciting. I know we'll talk about it at the
Yeah.
end with how to get the links, but we're going to put the links to Michaela's Telegram group in our article for this week. So every podcast, we have an article that aligns with it, and the article will be published on bbsradio.com forward slash all learning reimagined. So if you go to the landing page, the article will be there, and all of the details for the youth group will be there as well. Is there any other way that they can access it, Michaela?
Well, if you go on Telegram onto the Terra Australis States Assembly main channel, you'll see a link on there, and it'll have the profile picture of the group chat, and then a slight description of it.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Okay, well let's link now, jump now to your schooling, because it's a very unusual, and I know you're involved in cricket and this and you're not going to a mainstream school at the moment. So can you explain or share with us what you feel comfortable sharing about what a typical schooling week looks like?
Sure. So generally, I have cricket 3 days a week because I'm training to be the best cricket player I can be. And I love my cricket. And then I help out with TASA and the International Learning for Life team and other different things that will help this create the world to help create the world a better place. I also really like doing design, like graphic design, on Canva. And often I just tend to do things that I feel like doing. So sometimes it might be photography, other times it might just be doing videos. It could be anything. And then if I'm unsure about something, I'd go to either my mum or my dad and ask them for some more information of how to do something. I plan to join a homeschooling group as well, to be more social in my life as well. It's really a bit of freestyle learning for me at the moment. But yeah, it hasn't always been that way, so I'm really glad it is now.
So it's very different to when you were in a mainstream school. Like, why did you leave the mainstream school? Like, why did you choose to do this where you get to pick that interest and follow it? I mean, I can see that I can hear that in your voice that you prefer it. Was it because of the cricket?
Well, funny enough, I've only started doing cricket the past few years, so not entirely. But it's because I just didn't want to be part of the government and in that system anymore. I went from going from actual going to school every day, 5 days a week, to doing online learning or distance education. And then that was my aim to be, that was the plan was that would be my step to going full on homeschooling. And after grade 10, I decided to drop out, or not drop out, but learn the way I want to without having to be told what, when to learn and how to learn it.
There's a huge shift and a movement in this space. I mean, I know in the last 10 years, homeschooling has exploded globally, and certainly distance education. I mean, I've worked in distance education, so I know what I'm talking about in this space. The amount of people that are moving to looking and seeking for alternatives and more flexible learning is incredible. And a lot of people feel like, no, you have to be sitting in four walls. You need to have a teacher in front of you in order to learn, whereas you can learn in everyday life in so many different situations. And that leads me to, I know, because I've heard and read your amazing poetry, and I know that you're quite passionate about creativity. So what do you do in that space with your creative writing?
Often it is just it's just channeled through me. I have an inspiration at some point. It was one that was like, I don't know, early in the morning, one day, and then there was one that happened a few years ago where I was just sitting and doing not really anything. And so I kind of feel it coming, and then I write. There are times when I write lyrics for songs, or even just stories. Not that I finish any, but I get it out of me. It's like my pen is the link between me and my paper.
And you're
That's how it tends to work for me.
writing for pleasure. And writing for pleasure is so much fun, isn't it? When you don't have to write because you're told to write, sit
It
down and write right now to this stimulus, and you get to do it because you want to. Is there, oh gosh, I really love this, and I feel like it's something that we could explore, the whole creativity. Is that something, Michaela, that you believe other children or youth would be interested in? I mean, I don't know what you talk about in your youth group, but I'm imagining there's other young people out there that are interested in publishing and creating in this way.
I imagine so. I guess we're all born with it. We all come to this world with creativity within us. And then during the school and work and everything, it gets kicked out of us. So any way to bring it back is possibly really good. And if there's any youth, any children, anyone who wants to write poems, songs, stories, or anything, feel free. Like in our youth group, I think there are times when we do that. I remember there was someone who wrote a really funny poem based on a dream. So, like, there are so many ways to be creative. And so many places to put your creativity in.
Well, I agree. This is music to my ears, that's for sure. Creativity, it's so much fun. It's really fun, even if there's no necessarily an audience. It could be, go out and read it to the chooks or the dog. It doesn't have to be published and perfect. It's getting out there and having a play with words and sounds and harmonics and I think that's amazing as well. Absolutely. So I'm going to circle back to your typical day where you pick an interest and you follow it, and you said you use Canva and you ask adults. Do you currently, how do you measure your progress? Do you have official report cards, or you just measuring your skill set as you go? How does that work for you right now?
Yeah, at the moment I'm doing it. I'm not really assessed by anyone. I don't use anything to assess my work with. I ask for feedback when I'm designing, when I'm writing, see if there's anything I need to fix up on. But not anything like no report cards, which are just really a teacher's judgment anyway. And not really. It's like I said, it's pretty freestyle. It's pretty relaxed when from my work here.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And there's so many different pathways with that. And I'm imagining that there's some people going, but what if she wants to go to university or TAFE or, skills college, or what sorts of, you still need that piece of paper. What would you say to people that are thinking in that, in those lines, that you still need those qualifications in that piece of paper?
Question. Well, there's a university I'm looking at who doesn't always need anything, like doesn't need qualification, doesn't need any paper. They have it as an equivalent to year 12. So you have that option to go. Or, don't. If you don't want to, you don't have to. And I mean, there are so many ways around it. It doesn't have to be strict. You could easily create your own university.
I think
The
that's a
world's
great idea.
changing constantly, so
Oh,
yeah.
great idea. As long as it's hands-on though and practical, not too much theory. You have to actually roll your sleeves up and get in there and physically do it, I think, with whatever the skill set is or whatever the area
Yeah.
is. I would agree. Well, I'm going to flip now to the future. So let's just imagine that in 5 years' time, if you had a magic wand or the best things could possibly happen in life, what would you envision for our future youth? I mean, you're a brave voice and you're out there and you're speaking up and you're speaking your truth, and I really love that about you. So what would you envision the future of education could or should look like that young people would go, oh, this is amazing, and they really would want to get involved?
Okay. There are so many different ways
It's a
to
long-winded question, I know. Sorry, I get very
Yeah.
excited.
That's right. There are so many ways people want to learn and so many things people want to learn. Let me start with people saying that lots of kids in schools don't want to learn the way that they've been taught. They want to learn their way because they know how they think. So I'd start off with education being asking people their questions, asking people questions that they can actually answer and are worthwhile answering, about what they want to learn, not what other people think they should learn. There doesn't have to be a really strict and structured learning system. Of course, you want some sort of structure, or at least a plan to do of what to learn. But I mean, learn life skills, definitely. That'd definitely be in at least twice a day. Learn how to survive, learn how to grow your own food. Because people need that. And I mean, it doesn't even have to be any age limit to school. It can be all the way through to adulthood and beyond. Whenever people are ready, they're going to learn. And I think having just being in a world where there's no judgment in learning, no, I suppose no like strictness. I know I've said that, but yeah. In 5 years, it's very hard to imagine it, but like, I reckon kids will teach each other and they'll be on the same plane as everyone else. They become the adults, rather than that separation.
Absolutely. I really love this. I know I threw such a big question at you. I'm sorry, but I'm loving the vision that you are putting out there. There are actually schools, or I don't even think they're called schools, learning environments, let me say, where the children do teach each other, and it's peer on peer, and you don't have to be in a certain grade because you're a certain age. And that multi-generational learning happens quite organically and very successfully. It's really interesting to watch and observe how that plays out. And it's quite possible. And I do agree with you about the growing of food and the life skills, even being able to change a tire on your car, just the basics. Not to mention financial literacy and the amount of people that are not having to be reliant on a government handout or a payout, and having that entrepreneurial thinking rather than I'm being groomed to be an employee, basically. So you just
Yeah.
I'm gonna do what I'm told. I'm just gonna comply, and I'm just gonna say and think what you program me to think and say, and then I'm going to get a job and rely on someone else rather than that free creative thinking to be able to go out and create. I mean, the fact that you are 16 and you've created an international youth group, you're getting out there and you're doing it. You're having a go at it. You didn't need someone to stand over top of you and tell you what to do. I think that authority chain is possibly what you were linking to. I really love also how you talked about learning styles and how we learn. Is that something that you've been discussing in the international, like in the Learning for Life team that you're part of?
Recently I've been asked, along with a couple other people, to work together to create a list of the different ways people may and do learn. So there's heaps of ways, and probably more than what I can think of. Like, when you search it up, you see about five different ways of learning. But then when you dig deeper and actually look inside yourself, as well as seeing around you, you see that other people learn slightly differently, and that slight difference can be a lot in the long run.
I agree.
So,
The yeah, I agree with you. The ways that we learn are just so different. And speaking as an old duck, like I've been around for quite a while, my learning styles changed. The way I learned when I was a child is actually very different to what I prefer today. So it's almost like I have a learning preference, not a style. So I don't know if I mean that's just something that I've observed. And with the rise of AI, I mean, a lot of people around me, if they want an answer, they type it in some sort of technology or device and use some sort of platform or program to instantly get an answer, whether it's biased answers and they have the discernment skills to know whether it's propaganda or if it's properly researched or not. It's a whole nother story. But the reliance on technology for our thinking and for information is shifting also the way that we're learning in the future. Do you think that that will be something that's also a huge part of what our young people are talking about? Technology, I mean.
I think we're so deep into this world now that, like, the world of technology, the world of AI and everything, that there is no escaping it. But also still having that choice to use technology, or to use books, or to use people and gain knowledge other ways, is still should still be around, I reckon. It shouldn't just be one thing and one thing only, I don't think.
I agree. Definitely cross-referencing. And when you were talking about multi-generational learning, I mean, oh, there are so many retirees out there that have a wealth of knowledge that you just can't get anymore. And I would love to see those sorts of connections with older people and younger people learning from each other and connecting with each other in communities. It's asking people around you is sometimes a more valuable and rich response than what you can get than typing something online. Absolutely in agreement with you on that.
And you build that connection between each other then.
True, so true. I mean, we're not clones. We don't need to download the information. We are humans, and we have resonance. Living with resonance and talking and connecting and feeling is meant to be the way that we're supposed to be learning. I learn through stories. I know a lot of people do, but if someone tells me a story and then I go away later, I can often refer and link back to that, and it's a really powerful tool. And that's what I find talking to people is. That's more fun because they can usually tell you a story, and then I can relate to it in so many different ways. It's definitely fun. Is there anything else that you would like to share with me before we go back and let people know how to connect with your youth group and information?
I reckon This is a message for everyone. Just, I guess, be yourself and listen to your heart as it's gonna be more right than wrong. There's like you're all gonna leave this world with everyone else. So it'd be great to start working together rather than ignoring and hating each other. This is going to be what we lead into the next generations and beyond. So we got to stick together, I reckon.
Beautifully said. Unity, working together,
Exactly. Sum it up.
collaboration, and heart-centered. I think you ticked all the boxes for me, Michaela. Oh, I consider you so awesome. Okay, so if anybody is sitting there thinking, wow, I'm really interested in this international youth group, or you want the information to pass on to someone that you feel might be interested, it's a Telegram group at this stage, and you will be able to find it on the article called Voices of the Future. And the article is on the main bbsradio.com website, or you could go to bbsradio.com/all learning reimagined. And when you scroll down, you'll see all of the archived recordings of the show. And then you scroll down further and you'll find all the archived articles that match with all of the links and resources and things as well. So have a look for today's podcast with Michaela, and you'll find all of the information there as well. And we have run out of time. Thank you so much, Michaela, for having the courage to come on and be a voice for our beautiful young people. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
everything you
Yeah,
shared.
thank
And I'm sure that you'll be able to keep inspiring many other people. I know you're already doing it as well. Every time I talk to you, it's like you're doing something else. It's just like, wow, what's she up to now? You
you
just really go out there and get that. I just love that. I love that about you. Yeah, it's beautiful. And as for everybody
Thank
else,
you.
thank you so much for joining us, Michaela and I, at All Learning Reimagined today. Until next week, we're encouraging you to explore, experience, express, go out, and live learning. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Michaela.
Thank you for joining us on All Learning Reimagined, where passion illuminates the path forward. Remember this: the future of learning doesn't arrive from above, it begins within. You are the spark, the shift, the living answer to education's silent call for transformation. So stay curious, stay awake. Let inspiration be your compass, because how we learn today is not just personal, it is profoundly generative. It shapes the very architecture of tomorrow's world. We are not separate from the system, we are its evolution. Until next time, trust the wisdom of your own unfolding and let your life be the lessons that light the way for others.
Ha ha ha!